One of the extraordinary responses to the pandemic has been the six-month deferral of loan repayments to around 800,000 increasingly nervous customers. The loan holidays were due to end in late September, but Australia's major banks have announced this morning they'll extend the deferrals by another 4 months, but only for customers who genuinely need emergency assistance. Anna Bligh is the Chief Executive of the Australian Banking Association, and she's speaking here with our Senior Business Correspondent, Peter Ryan.
Australian banks have agreed that many customers are going to need more support after the end of their six-month loan deferral. This means that banks are pledging to make sure that no customer falls off a cliff at the end of that 6 months.
These are extraordinary circumstances, but will banks still look at some borrowers and say these loans can't be sustained, making that cliff in September sadly very real for some borrowers?
Where the customer is unable to pay anything because they're still affected, there will be an extension of another 4 months. This is a constantly evolving situation, Peter, as we've seen, and right now banks can only deal with what they know, turning what could have been a terrible cliff for customers to fall off into a series of reasonable and manageable steps.
Banks will consider that four-month extension for customers in genuine need. How will they determine who's genuine?
Banks have a very significant amount of data about their customers. They will be working individually to work through with customers what is their current situation, what's their income, what sort of income support are they relying on. If they've got a business loan, what's happening? Is their business open? There will be a myriad of circumstances. Banks will have a vast range of options to work with their customers. Very clear message today, Peter. For those who can make their repayments at the end of the 6 months, they'll be expected to start doing so.
Does that imply that some customers who applied for the original deferrals weren't genuine but took the deferral out as some sort of insurance?
I think we all should remember just how very uncertain this COVID issue was at the beginning. In March and April, most people were still wondering whether or not they would have a job, whether or not their business would be open or closed. We were still debating whether or not schools would be open. So there was a great deal of uncertainty. None of us really know what's going to happen over the next 3, 4, 5 months. But that's why banks will be reaching out, talking to their customers.
Is there any early estimate on how many borrowers will get that extra 4 months?
It's impossible to tell at this stage, but banks are very confident that they are able to make this offer to those who need it and able to see the whole economy through what is still a terrible and unfolding crisis.
The exposure to banks is about $240 billion. Did every bank agree to the four-month extension? Or was there debate about a shorter or a longer lifeline?
Every bank who is a member of the Australian Banking Association has signed up. Banks have been deeply conscious that a six-month cliff was potentially looming, and the last thing they wanted was to see their customers fall off that cliff at a time when they're still doing it tough.
Will customers in genuine distress over their heads in debt, out of work perhaps, who have no hope of repaying, eventually end up losing their homes or businesses if a loan is called in?
Well, I think it's far too early to be speculating about that. This has still got a long way to play out, Peter. In normal times, when we're not in COVID, banks have very experienced hardship teams to make sure that customers can stay in their homes wherever possible, and that's what they're determined to do here.
Are you able to rule out foreclosures or mortgagee sales, as we saw back in the 1990s recession?
Banks are determined to do everything they can to keep every customer in the best financial circumstance, to help keep people in their homes, and that's what this lifeline is about.
If banks are going to avoid the cliff on loan deferrals, you'd also have to be quite worried about the cliff on JobKeeper. So what expectations do you have that the government will extend JobKeeper and JobSeeker for some time?
Banks are certainly telling me that as they're calling their customers, there are a number of customers who are keeping their head above water because of income support of one kind or another from government. Because I think banks have been very concerned to give their customers certainty, and that's what today's announcement is. I look forward to the government being able to give those same people some clarity about what comes next for them in terms of income. And that will certainly mean that banks, when they have those conversations with customers in August and September, their customers will be much better informed about what their income circumstances are.
And that's Anna Bligh, the Chief Executive of the Australian Banking Association, speaking there with Peter Ryan.